My name's Ken Brown. I was born in Northern Ireland, obviously, with this accent. Come to Coventry in 66 and haven't left since. The district manager that we work for asked us if we would take over the General Wolf. Took us as a bit of a challenge as well. His large pub was badly run down and that. We introduced live music into the back room. We had quite a difficult time with the bands and that, to get the right bands to draw people into from other parts of the city, because we just weren't relying on sort of Foldsville as well. When the phone used to go red hot in the afternoon at 3 o'clock, you knew you were in for a busy night, because a lot of people used to check who was on before they would travel, because they would come from all over the place. So it was an exciting time, you know. You name them, we had them there. It was absolutely magic nights, yeah. There was down nights as well as the packed nights. If I can remember correctly, there was 80 people for U2, and other nights, you know, it'd be just be packed solid, you know. I remember at the time there was the Toxteth riots. We had a lot of Liverpool bands used to come down to play, Buzzcocks and Flock of Seagulls, and somebody come into the front of the pub and heard all these Liverpool accents going on. So the next thing, I had two riot bands outside, and two bobbies actually come into the pub and said, "What's going on, Ken, you know?" And he says, "Somebody's just come around the nick," he said, "and said that they're down from Toxteth to cause a riot." I says, "A riot?" He says, "No riot here." So I said to the two boys, I says, "Oh, the two Liverpool bands here, and of course there's loads of Liverpool people down." At the end of the night, we were having a drink at the bar, and Holly Johnson, who's Frankie Goes to Hollywood, he come and said to me, "Oh," he says, "how's about it? Can we have a gig here, Gaffer?" And I said to him at the time, because the Relaxed single had been released, but it hadn't broke at that time. I said, "It's a bit of a difficult position, because if the band doesn't draw a crowd, you don't get anybody into the gig." "Oh," he says, "Gaffer," he says, "there'll be a time when you'll be on your hands and knees asking me to play here," which I thought was really unique. Come what come afterwards, because the Relaxed single was huge, so it was quite funny at the time. But there's all sorts of occasions like that. We left in 83. At that time, we decided that we'd like to find our own home again, so we used the opportunity, and my wife and I, we moved out of the Wolf. It was a big wrench. I always said to the area, they'd be lucky to get somebody else to do what we'd done there. Although I have no musical talent myself, I love my music. I really love the music part of the business, and it's in fact one of the parts that I miss today.